waiting anxiously for next week. Here's Django Reinhardt. Used to play a wonderful guitar, Stefani Grappelli. About this friend of mine who has an opium pipe. He's got this opium pipe that he uses as an inkwell. Yeah, he's got the back end clogged up and he fills it full of ink and he sits there and writes indignant letters to Nick Kenny. I wonder what Nick Kenny would know, would feel, would understand if he were to realize, even but for an instant, that someone was writing him indignant letters about his poetry from a pen dipped in the bowl of an opium pipe. Yes, sir, I suspected it all along. That's that type. How about a mystery sound here? Huh? Wouldn't you like to make dough, bucks? Easy, quick way? Yes. Join in our thrilling new contest. $50,000. Here's a mystery sound. Come on, mystery sound. Come on. Let's go. What's the matter, mystery sound? You're not going to make any dough this way, mystery sound. What's that? What's the matter with mystery sound? What a cheap mystery sound. Is that mystery sound? There. That's our mystery sound. That's our mystery sound. Yes, sir. We're all going to be in the dough. All of us. Here's the clue for our mystery sound. That was not a balloon. That's the clue for tonight's mystery sound. So stand at attention and be ready. Your phone might ring any instant now. And it could be fortune and good luck smiling on you with a big old finger pointing right at you. Right at you. Hello? Yes, what's the trouble? A new Skimmer record. Is this the one you're talking to, Mike? Yeah, what do you mean? You mean a new Skimmer record has been set? You mean the free straw hat toss record of my father has been broken? What did you do? Your mother threw it out the window in a fit of rage, 507 feet, updraft thermal currents, huh? I see. Well, was it officially measured? I mean, with an Omega watch? I see. Oh. Yeah, I guess records were made to be broken. None of us can stand rock-like the way we should. Yes, I did it. I did it. Me. I did it. Did you see that ad? Did you see that ad that preys upon the very worst in all of us? I'm riding on the A train, and I mentioned this thing at the Vanguard. And so I took the train coming back, the 7th Avenue, IRT, coming back uptown. And I'm in this train, and there it is, the same thing staring at me. Did you see that big cardboard? You know how they put these ads at the end of the trains? And here's this girl looking out at me with winsome eyes, just peeking over the top of something. She's looking at me, I thought, rather suggestively. I don't like to be a prude. Don't think of me as a prude at all. No, of course not. But she was looking at me that way. And she looks at me like this, those big, beautiful, lovely, dark blue cardboard eyes. And she's looking right at me, and underneath it, it says, "You know that blondes are never lonesome?" And this cardboard blonde is looking at me. And, oh, boy, the old steam started to come out of my ears again. And it said, "Blondes are never lonesome." I wonder, isn't there something we can do? Is there a blonde out there who is? You know? You know, we'd like to talk to you just for sociological reasons. I mean, purely in the line of business, of course. I remember Girth and Wamba. I remember Girth, Wamba, and Chester. There were three guys who used to hang around Needick's at the corner of 8th and 6th Avenue. Smoking Marlboros, of course, and lapping up the orange drink. And they had on these big brass collars. You know how? Well, you know what Girth and Wamba were doing. You know anything about Girth and Wamba? They had these big brass collars. Yes, they had big brass collars that showed that they were part of serfdom. And they had these big brass collars. And they'd sit there, and I'll never forget that one particular evening. You see, that's the trouble. I get all involved in these things, and I think back on the old and golden moments, the days that were rich and ripe, and all the things that were wonderful and glorious and great. The heavy, dark ferment of the soul begins to sweep over me. And I get all tied up, all bound up, all tight and taut. I can't see, you know, just terrible. I feel like Eugene Gant. But, you know... Well, you know who Eugene Gant was, don't you? Of course. And I feel like any minute now I'm going to start striding the dark, musk-umber streets. Striding, drinking in the glorious, heavy wine of America. Through my pores shall pour the 10 trillion pictures of all that is and all that was and all that will be. And from me shall go out the long tentacles of imagination, creating worlds that Kublai Khan himself could never have conceived. Ah, the Golden Tower. The rich, heavy ivory. Yeah, you see? Then all of a sudden I'm here. I'm here and I'm me. And my shoestring breaks. And, See, it's the difference between the dream and the reality. And those of you who wish to keep that small flame, that tiny spark, that dream going, we would highly recommend Marlboro's with the new secret ingredient. How about that for a great commercial, bringing in the vast sweep and scope of America and the golden, rich, ivory imagination of man? So anyone in his right mind, friends, smokes Marlboro cigarettes. Yes, they are greatly... Oh, let's level, come on. Let's level. Look, what about me? I mean, have you ever thought about... It doesn't make any difference to you what cigarette you smoke, but it makes a difference to me. I mean, really. I mean, what are you trying to prove anyway? Why don't you buy those Marlboros? I mean, after all, I guess as good a reason as any, after all. And so, make it Marlboro's. All right. I wish I were heavy-lidded. I wish I were heavy-lidded. I wish I had high cheekbones, like Jack Palance. And a look of a deep smoldering fire in my eyes. I wish you... You see? And here it is Sunday. It's June. And all I've got to say... I mean, such maudlin things to say. Such as, take home a handy Miller High Life six-pack today. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. I should be able to say something better than that. Where are the heroes of today? It's 10 o'clock. You can still chicken out, you know. This is WOR New York. We have records. Gene Shepherd here until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. And before we... It's almost impossible to contemplate this. This is your future stretching out. This is my future. This is our life, moment by moment, drop by drop, iota by iota. It's dripping. And it's, you know, going. Yeah, I feel very playful tonight. So be careful. Can you tell it? Yeah. Believe me, for the benefit of those of you who don't know what this is all about, this is my dangerous phase. This is a very dangerous time when I'm feeling like this. I'm as like as not to get fired before midnight. I get in this mood. And it only happens about, I'd say, once every 6 weeks. So get your friends on the phone and say, Shepherd's playful tonight. He's going to get fired before midnight. I just, you know, have that feeling. I guess what I really want is, I better not say it, it's still pretty early. Got kids with us. Women and children, all that stuff. All that jazz, you know? All the impediment of civilization clinging to us, little leaves and stuff. I know, my eyes are narrowing, boy. Yes, sir. It's too bad this isn't television. Hey, I'm going to do a bit on television next Thursday. Well, I'm going to do a 15-minute thing that's going to be all my own for the first time on Tonight on NBC. It's going to be the moment of truth. Of course, that'll be the last time I'll be on because of that. And you know what I'm going to... I'm going to do this, you see, because I know that most of you people aren't television-type viewers, so I'll tell you this. But come on, Cena, look right out here. Say, think of all the things. This is the moment of truth. This is the moment, you know? Think of all the things that you want to see on television, and you never will see all the pictures. You know? I mean, any of those pictures, you know what I mean? And just think of them. And you'll never see them. Now here's your chance. This is your chance. This is a do-it-yourself program. A real one. A real audience participation. And here comes this. Oh, but you know, it's no use. We can't tip our hand here. Tip your hand, you got nothing left. That's all. Hey, listen, they're doing it again. Pick it up, quick. Turn up the gain. Turn up the gain. Do you hear that? Hear that? That's our transmitter registering the money we took in during the day. We got an automatic money register in our transmitter. Did you hear it? It's fascinating what they'll do with electronics. Really. It's an amazing thing. Like this friend of mine was telling me about at the IBM place. They get all the IBM employees. And you know what they do? They have a special department over at the IBM organization. See, they have this... House Journal, you know, house organ, newspaper, IBM Hot Electronic Flashes or something they call it. And they have this, that wasn't bad. They have this, not bad. Golly, yes, sirree, Bob. Anyway, they have this this House Journal, and they have a department that does nothing but fix up the pictures of the people, the ordinary employees, the little IBM-type people who appear in the magazine. And it's well known that the IBM people are clean-limbed. They have smooth faces. They have forward-looking, you know, the look into the future. And the trouble is there are a lot of guys on the bowling team who don't look like that, who keep bowling 275 games and keep getting their pictures in the paper. So they have this department that takes all the wrinkles out of it and makes them look like they're kind of like a Chrysler hubcap, you know? Chrome, clean, a look into the future, a look into 2275. This is the man of tomorrow. Are you the man of today? Really, are you the man of today? Are you a good 20th century man? You! I mean, look inside, say, you can tell, nobody's going to say anything. Are you really? Can't you see this guy turning out a magazine piece, and the year is 1857? And he writes it, and he says, "Let us look 100 years into the future. Let us look at the man of 1957, a man of infinite wisdom, infinite patience, a man to whom all things are one. A man with great brotherhood for his fellow man. All of these things are to come to pass." And by the way, a man did write just exactly this in a magazine in 1857, right here in the United States of America. A clean, bright future. Are you all of these things? Are you all of these things? Really? I could see this guy driving down the street listening to me now in his 1947... parboiled six, a fat, lumpy type car with little white baby shoes jiggling from the rear view mirror. Clean lived, a man of infinite patience and wisdom, to whom all things are one, the universal man. Oh, indeed. I had this terrible recurring fear, this dream. I can see after I'm gone. Can you see them inscribed? What would you like to have inscribed on your headstone? Can't you just see Gene Shepherd? He died sustaining. He died sustaining. Sustaining. Yes, it's gonna be okay, baby. Can you read that? Did I ever tell you about the... You know, there's a guy in Dizzy Gillespie's band that plays a B-flat balloon.